When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Hans Shot First Podcast.
They don't know it, I'm telling you.
We'll be talking in-depth about common movie moments
from my dead body.
With the mix of all things pop culture along the way.
Yeah, Oscar.
Okay.
Welcome, everyone, to Hans Shot First. I am your temporary host, Alex, and with me is Scott.
Hello.
Today is round two of our trivia showdown. Jeff. Jeff is being whisked away to a Ducks game tonight on his honeymoon.
If we know anything about Jeff, it's that he loves the Ducks.
He does love the Ducks. Man, you should have seen him when they won the championship.
It's his favorite hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
By a lot. Hates the Kings.
Jeff with a passion.
Yeah, yeah.
Go back to England, he says. So, last week we had Simpsons trivia for me. And I gave Scott some Mass Effect trivia. So this week, we got two new sets of trivia for you guys. Let's see if you can answer some of these questions. Although I think some of the listeners won't be able to answer my trivia questions, but they will learn a lot.
Uh-oh. I'm worried about where this is going.
Yeah.
Who asked first last week?
I believe you asked first.
Okay. Well, let's flip it around.
All right. I'll ask first.
All right. I'm scared.
And I'm pulling a fast one on you, Scott, because this week the trivia I have for you is, how well do you know Alex?
Oh, God.
Your old buddy Alex, me.
Okay. How many of these questions are going to involve bodily, like, well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll start you off with
an easy
one.
More about Alex than we ever wanted to know.
That is true. Okay. All right, let's see. Question the first.
Okay.
What is the high class establishment we go to every year to celebrate our bonuses?
Yeah, this is like one of those things where you start off easy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That would be. I was trying to come up with the. What's the name of? Does the nudie bar have a name in Married with Children? Or they just call
it's just called the nudie bar. Yeah.
But seriously, it would be the hat, purveyors of fine pastrami hamburgers.
God damn, they're so good. And we started taking our kids over there on our yearly trip, my family over there. And almost every year, it's like, Dad, is it almost time for the hat? It's like, yeah, almost.
Can't get it any other time of the year. Just
Well, we can, but we shouldn't.
Yeah, it's definitely not healthy.
Oh, but, my God, but tasty. But it's so
but
good.
Tasty. Like, it's not the best pastrami, but they don't like oversalt it, which I think is good because you're combining it with the hamburger. It just doesn't need the extra salt. So it's actually kind of smart. But yeah, it's tasty.
Yeah, with mustard and some pickles. Yep. I'm a pickle man.
Don't need the pickles so much, but yeah, definitely the mustard.
Oh, it's fucking delicious. So if you guys have a hat near you, or even, you know, a couple hours driving distance, it's worth the trip. I recommend it. Once a year.
Okay. All right. So, Alex, yeah. Last week I asked you Simpsons questions. If you were to guess, like, what I was going to do this week, something that I would think you're even more knowledgeable on, what would that be?
Wow, Star Wars.
Yeah, there we go. Mm-hmm. All right. So, I think all these questions that I pulled here, I think I might have been able to answer one of them correctly.
Okay.
But that said, like, that's not saying a whole lot. So we'll see. We'll see. Starting with one that's either going to be very easy or impossible.
I like it. Okay. I like the odds.
Okay. In The Empire Strikes Back,
ooh,
what does 3PO say the odds are of navigating an asteroid field?
Oh, 3,720 to 1.
There you go. Okay, so yeah, I never would have gotten that.
Easy peasy.
Damn it. Okay, now you're making me rethink this. We'll see. Okay.
I remember they did that joke in the TV show, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Remember that?
The TV show for that?
Yeah.
No.
I believe it. Yeah, it was. I want to say it was a TV show, but they shrunk down and they were, I want to say that they were in somebody's kidneys. And they're like, do you know what the odds are of navigating a kidney field? 3,720 to 1. Never tell me the odds.
We stones in this kidney. It's just like an asteroid field, man.
Mm-hmm. All right. Second question about yours truly. this is more about, well, you'll see. Okay. Number two. What does my father call Ray Liotta?
Ray Bonita.
That is correct.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Ray Bonita.
Ray Liotta.
Ray Bolita. You got to put, yeah, the Bolita. Yeah, that's, you got to put the tang on there. Bolita.
Oh, is this a movie con Ray Bolita?
Ray Bolita.
Like, yes, Dad. Talking about blow. Yes, that is Re Bonita.
Good fellas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was in a not so great movie, but not bad for Halloween. Hubie Halloween, the Happy Madison production.
Okay.
I was surprised to see him in that.
His last feature film was Cocaine Bear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So now I really got to watch
reason.
It.
We have our Re Bonita tribute. Mm-hmm. Perhaps in the new year. But anyways. Okay. I guess I'll make it my turn. All right. So again, don't know, like, because you're a little crazy with this stuff, Alex. So we'll see. We'll see. What was Boba Fett's first appearance?
Ooh. See, God damn it. Yeah. Because he was in A New Hope. But I thought the scene was cut where he and Han Solo exchanged glances. But I'm still going to say A New Hope because a shot of him might have still made it into the film.
That is incorrect. The Boba Fett's first appearance was the 1978 San Anselmo County Fair.
What? Wait. For a second there, I thought you were going to say the cartoon.
I would have also accepted the Hobbit special. Is he really in A New Hope?
No, he had a scene that was cut.
Oh, his scene was cut. Okay.
But
that technically wouldn't count as appearing then. Yeah, okay. So
no, but I thought, oh, maybe there was like a couple frames film that I missed where he might have been in there in the background with Jabba.
You have to go watch and find out. But I would have accepted the holiday special as well.
So he was in he made his first appearance at a county fair?
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. But that's what popped up in a couple of trivia answers. So I don't even know where the hell San Anselmo is. Like,
I think it's next to San Francisco.
Maybe.
Wow, that's a new one. Okay, I'm going to have to log that one in.
Yeah. Ha, see, got you.
A little harder. You got me on that one. Yeah, a lot harder.
But now the next ones are going to be hard. Damn, I think you're gonna nail most of these. I need to come up with some harder ones. Anyways.
Continue. This one might make you mad, but...
You see, is the answer Tijuana?
Almost. Okay.
Yeah, I know this is good.
How much money did I say it would cost to fix your car after we got into that minor fender bender?
$50.
$50. Just go to Mexico. My dad knows people.
Okay. I, as a responsible adult, had imbibed a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I let my good friend Alex drive, and he's calls it a fender bender, but I think
benders were fent.
Yeah, I think it was like close to $3,000.
You didn't take it to Tijuana.
I'm stewing because my car is wrecked, and like I'm poor as shit. Like I don't know how I'm gonna pay for any of this, and. I'm just stewing, and Alex is like, "Oh, don't worry about it, man. Take it down to Tijuana, get it fixed $50." Like, stop talking. So, the halcyon days.
Good times. RIP Toyota Camry.
Yeah, that reminds me of the time. Okay, so for your sister's quinceañera, we were talking about like how we were all going to get down there. I was like, yeah, I'll drive. Mm-hmm. I'll drive, whatever. The Tijuana. And you told me, yeah, your car's probably going to hit a few times. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm no longer driving down there. Like, yeah, I hitched a ride with your parents in the party bus. But anyway.
I was exaggerating. You would have been fine. But it is, it's a stressful thing driving in Tijuana.
I barely remember it. Yeah. All right. Moving on to question the third.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See, this is going to be a super easy one for you. What model of... Okay, so this is from A New Hope. What model of aircraft did Luke use to bullseye Womp Rats?
Oh, that was his T-16 Skyhopper. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's playing with the little model. When he was giving C-3PO an oil bath. And that's the same toy that Obi-Wan gives him at the end of the Obi-Wan series. Okay.
Learning stuff here.
Mm-hmm. I want to say in one of the 3D Star Wars games, you get to actually pilot and bullseye Womp Rats with the T-16 Skyhopper.
What are you... Is it... Is it just the so in Super Star Wars when you're shooting the Jawas, is that just a speeder?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, not accurate. Well, because you're gonna go. You're trying to find the Sandcrawler to get R2-D2 back.
Right.
That's if you make it to that level. Jesus Christ, that game is beyond difficult.
Not easy. Did you get the plasma upgrade? Mm-hmm. Straight plasma.
Jeebus H, yeah. This goddamn Sarlacc pit is the first boss. I was like, Jesus Christ. Give me a break here, Super Star Wars.
When that Sarlacc pits aren't actually that big of a deal. In the subsequent extended universe things.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, next question.
All right, that's right. It's my question next. Fourth, number four. I'm asking this question as a trivia question, but also because I forgot the name of this person. But who in our junior year during Latin class, did we push their desk around 100 until it was 180?
That could
until did a 180.
Could have been a couple people. I want to say we did that to Faith.
Yes, thank you.
Or no, that
it was Faith.
Was it Faith? No, I don't think it was. Was it Faith?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I do distinctly remember her laughing her ass off as well. And her substitute teacher for that year just did not give a shit. Mr. Marshkow, God bless you. Yeah,
I feel kind of bad. But anyway, who's the other girl that we...
That was... I want to say her name was Jennifer something.
No, one of the honor students. Like,
oh.
That we would mess with. Oh, well, not important.
good times.
Maybe it was Jennifer. Not Faith. Anyway, I'm taking the point. Okay. all right. Sumbubi Sububi.
Guys, that's right.
Okay.
Julius Caesar said that. When he landed in Thermopylae.
Okay. So
visited the hot kids.
All right. So think hard about this next question.
Okay.
How many lightsabers are featured in the original trilogy?
Ooh, in the original trilogy. How many? Okay. There's Anakin's. Let me count here.
Lost him, sir.
I'm counting. I want to say that it's only four.
Are correct.
Yes.
But to get a full point for this, what are the colors?
There's, well.
Like
they're white, but there's two blues, which are Anakin's old lightsaber, and then Obi-Wan's. There's Vader's red one, and then there's Luke's green one. Yep.
You are good. I was hoping you like outthink yourself and answer that incorrectly. Like,
I almost did.
Little gamesmanship there. Like,
because I almost counted the Snow Beast cave as another lightsaber. It's like no, that's the same one.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, now I feel less bad about a couple of these other questions coming up here. So
okay, all right, here comes your next question, number five, and it is, oh, what is my favorite video game of all time?
Shit,
talked about it on this podcast too.
Your favorite video game of all time.
All time.
Damn. Oh. Your favorite video game of all time. Is it a OG Nintendo game?
yes. Oh, no, you said, well, you know, you said Nintendo, so I'm going to have to say no.
Okay. Damn. Is it Metal Gear?
It is not Metal Gear.
Shit. Metal Slug.
It is not Metal Slug, although I do love that series. Sad, it got my boys into Metal Slug recently. They love it.
Damn. It's not a Zelda game.
Mm-mm.
Give me a hit, man.
It was a Squaresoft game for the Super Nintendo.
Oh, Chrono Trigger.
That is correct. Yeah. Chrono Trigger.
Okay. Damn.
Is the greatest game of all time. My favorite.
Hard to argue. Like, not my... I wonder if it's... Probably not even my top... Is it in my top five Square games? So Final Fantasy IV, Final Fantasy VI, Final Fantasy VII, Secret of Mana. I guess Chrono Trigger could slide in there at five. I'm sure people have, Jeff, we didn't even tell Jeff any of this, by the way.
Like, he would have guessed this. He would have gotten this immediately.
Okay. Moving on here. Okay. You're going to nail this one. Who in A New Hope, who's the previous master of, or who's said to be the previous master of R2 and 3PO before Owen? Before Uncle Owen.
Oh, Captain Antilles.
Okay.
That you're tricking me there. It's like, oh, before Uncle Owen, that's before.
Well, I could have been an asshole and just said it. It was the Jawas, idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
I like my next question for you, though. Like, it might be easy, but it will show your prowess if so.
Well, you have a chance to show your prowess of another language right now.
Okay.
For the sixth question, you were an usher during my wedding, and my wife taught you a phrase to say as you were ushering people to their seats. What is that Korean phrase?
Por favor. can I always butcher that one too? Yeah, I don't remember. It wasn't Annyeonghaseyo.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, I do not remember.
That is thank you very much. Oh no, that's hello. Duh.
Jeebus, wow, I'm like, no, I don't
know. Was it? It's close though.
Did
it?
Pongu? No.
No. No, it is not far. Okay. It is Anjiseyo.
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 Yeah, yeah. I'm sure I was.
Please have a seat.
I'm sure it was very helpful. Nobody would have found seats if I wasn't spitting out broken Korean at people.
Mm-hmm. But hey, I had to get as many of you guys into my wedding party as possible.
Anjiseyo. Just pointing randomly at the chairs. Single-handedly carried the wedding, I'm sure. Yeah,
that's true. Took over for Tatum after he flubbed the the marriage.
Yeah, setting the tone. Poor guy. Poor Jedrick. All right. Okay, this one might genuinely be difficult. In The Empire Strikes Back, name all the bounty hunters aboard Darth Vader's ship.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I know Dengar. It's the guy with the bandages. There's Bosk, Trandoshan Bounty Hunter. IG-88.
That's three.
Oh. I want to say Forlom.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Yeah, that's four.
Who's the other one? Because... See, here's the thing. I can't remember the last one because their names kind of got switched in some of the canon stuff. And even in the credits, their name should have been one thing, but they got switched together.
Well, you didn't name another one too, by the way.
I know. That's the one that I'm trying to remember the name. No.
There's an obvious one that you haven't said.
Oh, Boba Fett? Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, because I was going all for all the hard ones.
So yeah.
And then one more. I want to say Zuckus.
Wow.
Is that
it? That's it.
Yes!
Boba Fett, IG-88, Bosk, Dengar, Forlom, and Zuckus. Now, how you know that?
Yeah. But... there you go. Thank you. Star Wars in character.
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, it really is Star Wars in character. Yeah, all right. Well, it's great that I expanded my knowledge.
If you ever do trivia again, I'm not holding back. Just letting you know.
Yeah, seriously. Just don't.
I'm just going to start asking for like fourth key grip, like assistant people in the credits, and then we'll go from there.
Oh, that's Johnny making Peterson. Where are we at? Oh, yeah. Number 7. This was a requested question by one of our friends and acquaintances. And there is one answer that you can give that will net you 2 points.
Okay.
As requested. So, outside of my family and, you know, our regular circle of friends... Who is my favorite person?
Is this somebody that you've met in real life?
Oh yeah. We're actually really good friends too.
Your favorite person. Well, the first thing that popped in my head was Svenel Thorsen.
Oh, I love Svenel Thorsen. But no, not like a celebrity or anything like that. An actual friend of mine.
An actual friend of yours.
Although I'm certain they would say, I wouldn't say we were friends. Here's a hint. I recently went to had the opportunity to see my friend and their life partner on one of my vacations.
Is it somebody you've worked with?
It is.
Okay. Is he only one two people then? Okay. is Amy?
You get 1 point for guessing Amy.
Okay. Okay. What's the second point be?
Oh no! One person would get you 2 points. But you guessed the incorrect person.
Okay.
So you get 1 point because she is still one of my favorite people.
Okay. So I'm blanking here. It's like on the tip of my tongue. Ajami?
She would have also gotten you 1 point.
No? Shit.
And she's the one that requested this question.
There's a third person?
Yeah!
It's not either one of those two.
You helped them move in together and live in sin.
Swilliams 2?
No, not Swilliams 2.
helped them move in to live in sin.
Oh, that rhymed. Oh, when they listen to this recording, they're going to be screaming at you, going, really, Scott? Really?
I've helped a lot of people move. How recent was this?
Oh, this was a few years ago. Years now.
Is it Sarah?
That is correct.
Okay.
Sarah would have gotten you 2 points.
See, the problem was, I was thinking like somebody does exactly what you do, not necessarily like a coworker. So,
I see.
My bad.
Yep, Ayami requested this question, and she said, "If Scott says Sarah, he gets 2 points."
Man, if this gets us 3 listeners for this episode, I'm all for it. Scream away. Scream away. I'm sure people at home are fascinated. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on to... God, I probably nailed this one too. All my questions are from Stry Empire. But anyways, this one's also from Empire. What are Luke and Han's call signs while exploring Hoth?
Shit. Damn it. The guy that's searching for them is Rogue Two. It's Echo Base. I'm going to say... Oh, my God. I'm going to say Luke was Rogue Leader. And Han was Rogue Two.
That is incorrect.
Oh, man.
You're on the right track. You take another stab at it?
No, because of just be naming numbers. Like Rogue Five, because he was Red Five
so,
on the left in the last movie.
So the call signs while exploring Hoth were Echo 3 and Echo 7.
Oh, because they were part of the base and not part of Rogue Squadron officially.
Yes, they were not in outer space, yeah.
Damn it, yeah. Okay.
I guess technically when they're in the snow speeders that they... Anyway.
Yeah, maybe because they were on Tauntauns and stuff. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. All right. Now you tell me, what was Treat Williams' role during Empire Strikes Back?
Coke supplier.
Probably. It is a mystery whether he was actually in the movie or not.
There's the behind the scenes stuff with him in costume. Yeah, yeah. But it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. RIP again, Treat Williams.
Okay, your turn.
All right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, we get... Oh, number 8. These are... Oof. All right, these are some real Alex questions now. These last two. Okay. During one of our rafting trips, when we used to take a yearly rafting trip up to Cache Creek...
That sounds about right.
Right? We'd always... The rafting trip was kind of neat, because we'd take the raft down, like, an easy part of the rafting river, then we'd stop and camp for the night. And we would imbibe a large quantities of alcohol. During one of these trips, I would not shut up, which is the norm. But this time I was loudly singing a classic rock song. And I would not stop until the owner, the tour guide, threw a bunch of Oreos at me and said, "Shut up and go to sleep or else I'll get some milk for you."
I wasn't there for this trip.
What? Oh, you weren't there
but
for
I
this
But I might know the answer.
What song was I singing?
Was it "It's a Beautiful Morning"?
Nope. That was for the Big Bear camping trip.
Okay.
And I woke everybody up at 5 a.m.
So I don't think I was there for that one either. That's so sad. I wasn't there for these things.
I know. You love staying up.
Maybe I was there for the Oreo one. Damn, I don't remember.
I was singing Freebird, and this world we cannot change. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, I can't imagine that got old.
Yeah.
But everybody loved it.
They did.
Yeah, I'm sure. They still tell the story to this day. Man, that was going to be an awful trip. But then this one guy... Just kept singing Freebird over and over. Not even the whole song. Just like two or three lines.
And this bird would never change, like over and over again. Restored my faith in humanity.
Okay. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Which questions do I want to ask? Okay. we'll do a hard one here. What is the name of the... Okay, this is from Empire. What is the name of the asteroid worm?
Oh, Exogorth.
That is correct.
Yeah. And as Jeff mentioned, it's the same puppet that they used in one of the Ewok Adventure movies when this big worm came out of a tree to bite what's-his-face's face off.
Wilford Brimley?
Not Wilford Brimley, the teenager. The shitty teenager.
All right. Yeah, that's right. They all die, huh? Other than, like, the girl, right? And the subsequent ones.
Yeah.
That's not weird or dark.
Nope. I think Lucas was taking a few writing trips from Disney at that point. You know what would be good for the sequel? Kill their parents.
Well, the parents are already dead. Brother. That just might work.
No, in the first one, they went and saved their parents.
Did they?
In the second one, the parents are dead.
Okay. Is that when Wilford Brimley shows up?
They meet up with Wilbur Brimley, yeah. Okay. Takes them off that godforsaken rock.
Make sure they're well fed with oatmeal.
That's a famous line. It ain't Chirpa. It ain't Chief Chirpa. Hey, I'm okay now.
It ain't.
I'm all right.
It ain't Chief Chirpa, mon cher.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
All right. We're down to my last 10th question, and this might be the toughest question for you, Scott. Way back in the day, at the dawn of the internet, when everybody was messaging with Yahoo, what was my AIM handle?
It was... Oh. It was a pun, right?
It was not.
Your AIM handle was... Something to do with an eye, right?
No.
No.
But it did have something to do with a body part. Perverts, not what you're thinking.
Give me a hint here.
I will tell you the birth of the story. It was... The girl I was dating at the time, I went to meet some of her family, and she had a younger brother, like 6th grade, around there. And I made up this story about a certain bug to scare him. They just give him, like, the little creeps. I said, that's not real. It's like, it totally is. They live in South America. Gotta be careful.
Chupacabras?
It was not Chupacabras. It was the kidney spider.
Okay. Okay. I actually remember this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They do live spider. In South America. Also, that was...
Yeah,
that
South was, America.
That was only your 9th question, by the way.
You're kidding. Did I miss one? Game of all time. Oh, shit. I did. All right, that was my 9th question. But this one is going to be equally as hard.
All right, well, so
here, yeah.
Well, here's my 9th then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I'll swap these around. yeah, you probably... I'll save the hardest one for last. So for my 9th question, what is the language that the Wookiees speak?
Oh, shit. Damn it.
Wow, this isn't even the 10th question. This is the penultimate question. It's not even the ultimate question.
Damn it. the racist Wookiees, but everybody sees he speaks Wookiee, but no, the language actually has a name, and it's not Kashyyyk, because that's the name of the planet. I'm trying to remember one of the books where
I'm sure this is, this is like my only EU question, but it actually but it is applicable to the original trilogy though.
No, yeah, totally. In one of the books, Princess Leia and the crew go to Kashyyyk with Chewie and everybody, and then she's able to understand one of the other Wookiees a lot better, and then she accuses Chewie of having like, were you making fun of us or having some sort of speech impediment? And Chewie laughs, and it turns out that their other guide, the other Wookiee, is the one that has a speech impediment, which is why it's easier for Leia to understand the language. But that tells me nothing about what the language is actually called. It's just some extra information for you folks listening. So, I don't know.
It is Shiriwook.
Shiriwook! Oh, Scott, damn it. No, I should have known that.
I hope you're upset with yourself.
Oh my god, I'm going this whole month, all November's ruined. I'm gonna be fucking Shiriwook, I knew it. Fuck. look Lumpy.
Blame Lumpy. I'm sure Lumpy had not only a speech impediment, but some other things going on. Poor Lumpy.
All right, 10th question.
Question?
Another wedding question. And this one might be a bit more difficult because everybody was in the drinks when this happened. So, at my wedding, somebody...
This was like a million years ago.
Yeah. One of my father-in-law's friends got up on stage. He grabbed the mic. He did a mic grab. And he was very inebriated. And sure had the Asian glow going.
I'm sure there was some crying,
was
too.
Beaming. And he was saying how happy he was for us. He's so happy that we got together. He thanked us for inviting him to his wedding. He thanked my father-in-law for bringing him here. And he said, just wait until you open, our envelopes. You can't wait to see how much money I donated for you guys. I gave to you guys as a gift. And we're like, all right, we're super excited. Awesome. A few days go by, and my wife and my mother-in-law were collecting all the envelopes, opening them up and everything, and my mother-in-law gets to his envelope. And
to jump in here. Did your mother-in-law at the time, did she count up like the gift money?
Yes.
That's a weird thing to me. I guess it's a cultural thing.
I guess so.
I don't know. Like, anyway, sorry.
But she got the envelope. She opened the check, and she said, "I don't know what that guy was bragging about. It was only blank amount."
What
was that amount?
So I'm gonna say it's double digits. And you're gonna give like a kind of a round denomination. You wouldn't brag about 50, but like if you're too cheap to give like 100, let me say 75.
So close. It actually was $100.
It was $100 straight up. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you put the third digit in there. What more do you want?
Yeah.
No difference between $100 and $999 at that point.
Well, no. I'm just saying there are other compatriots very much more generous, which is fine. You can give whatever you want at the wedding, but to do a mic steal and to brag about how much money you're giving, it's like, man,
well, just no one's going to call him out at the time. So
that's true. It was a power move, to be sure.
But to be fair, maybe that really was like a lot of money for that guy. Probably not.
No.
I mean, that would have been a lot of money for me at the time.
Yeah.
So.
No, for sure. We appreciated every penny.
Like, I don't remember what I like. Like if I got you something off the registry or if I gave you just cash.
Either way, I appreciate it.
Cool Hondo.
Then again, yep.
Noise.
And now that's it. That's all my 10 questions.
Okay. So, to finish this off, again, you might just like know this, in which case, like, I don't know what that says about about you, but all right. In Return, this is my only Return of the Jedi question. In Return of the Jedi, what is the name of the torture droid in Jabba's palace?
Oh, son of a bitch. Damn it.
I like that you get upset with all these because you're like, I should know this.
I know, because I should know this.
I would never guess this in a million years.
I know, for whatever reason, droids, you know, they never mention genders, but this one is a female
droid.
That is true. For whatever reason.
That is true. It's probably Lucas trying to make some kind of... Anyways.
American woman. She tortured me. Anyways. Oh, fuck. I don't know.
All right. I'm
blanking.
I'll give you... Okay, so the first letter is an E. First two letters are EV.
99?
Very close. First three characters are EV dash.
Right. EV dash 99. No.
Very close. EV dash 9 blank 9.
909.
Santa Monica.
Nah, I'm blanking on this one completely.
It's EV 9D9.
Oh, D as in, son of a
D
bitch.
D as in dog, so 9D9.
Subconsciously, I really wanted to. I knew it in the back of my subconscious.
Okay. I feel like that was appropriate.
Damn it.
Challenge question for you. Feel good about that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn, that was good.
All right. So I'm genuinely impressed with the knowing all the bounty hunters. As you said,
you.
Though, like Star Wars and character to thank for that one. I did get you on the San Anselmo County Fair Country Fair question.
It was out of nowhere. Yeah. Damn.
1978 San Anselmo Country Fair.
Yep. I'm going to remember that for life now.
Still, let's take guesses on where San Anselmo is.
It's going to be in Arizona. See, it sounds like a Texas thing, but it's going to be tricky. I'm going to say Arizona.
San Anselmo. I mean, it can't be a place in California, can it? I'm looking this up now. I'll say California. Somewhere in California.
Oh, San Anselmo.
Anselmo. Yeah, that's...
Anselmo.
Anselmo. Okay, I looked this up.
Know
this is. I've never been, but I know where it is now.
Okay. See, I thought it was Anselmo.
Oh.
A-N-S-O-M-O.
Oh, Anselmo. Sorry.
No, Anselmo.
So it is, I guess it's still in the Bay Area, but it is north of San Francisco.
See, I was almost right. It's close to San Francisco.
you were pretty close.
It was. At Baymax. Probably does some patrols
the,
over there.
San Anselmo, famous for its UPS store. According to Google Maps. Okay.
And it's Boba Fett's.
All right. I think you won this round, Lemon.
Oh, yeah. If you would have gotten Sarah, that would have put you over the top.
Damn it. I blame her for this, if I'm being honest.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm Alex, and I like sports.
Sports ball?
Yeah, we're doing this. So it turns out that not only does baseball have some unwritten rules, so does basketball.
Go on.
So I saw a clip of the Golden Gate Warriors.
Does that have to do with somebody getting kicked in the balls? Please say it has something to do with somebody getting kicked in the balls.
No. Okay. Metaphorically speaking, because the Golden Gate Warriors were were like trouncing, what was the other team? It was Dallas. San Antonio's the Spurs. Who does Dallas have?
Cows.
In basketball.
Dallas cows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Cowboys of Moo Mesa.
Dallas is the Mavericks.
Oh, okay. So it was the Mavericks. I just remember Dallas on the score sheet. And they were... San Francisco was way ahead. 30 points. And then somebody... It wasn't... What's his face? It's really good. What's his name? Dwayne Wade.
I don't think Dwayne Wade ever played for either of those teams.
No. Yeah.
I mean, used to be more specific than that, but if you're talking about the biggest name on the Golden Gate Warriors, that'd be Steph Curry.
Yeah, it wasn't Steph Curry because he was benched at the time because they were...
If it was the Mavericks, then it would be Luka Doncic.
Nope. So one of the Warriors was on a really good breakaway, and he did one of those awesome moves where he threw up the ball, it hit the backboard, and they jumped up in the air, caught it, and slam dunked it, right? Incredible move. Mm-hmm. Almost never see that in a live basketball game. All his teammates were like shocked. They were stunned. And then his coach was having some pretty strong words with him saying, you don't do that in a blowout. We're up 30 points ahead. That's like bad sportsmanship. You can't do that. So there you go. You don't show off.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It's like, yeah, it's not an all-star game. Don't do that.
Yeah, it's not really an unwritten rule. That's general sportsmanship, like you said. Like, yeah. You're boat racing somebody, you don't rub it in. But but if they stop playing defense on you, I mean, I don't know. Put on a show.
Yeah.
Like, if it was in Dallas.
I don't know. I didn't get a look at the court. I didn't pay attention to that, but it was an amazing move. But yeah, that had to hurt. 30 points ahead. Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm sure some people are salty. The thing about basketball is just like, it's like in baseball, obviously someone can get dotted, you beaned.
Damage over time?
Yeah. In football, like, you can get revved up a little bit as payback or whatever, but that doesn't really happen all that often in football. But in basketball, it's just kind of like you're out in the open, everybody can see what you're doing, so so if you like throw an elbow into a guy, like, you're gonna get caught, so kind of do what you want, really. No comeuppance is what I'm saying. The problem is, like,
I've seen some basketball brawls.
You basically, the only thing you do is just set yourself up for some karma. So that if you have a bad game or you lose or something, then you're going to get it in the neck. Right? Mm-hmm. Like from the trash talk and stuff, which is arguably worse. But
and next thing you know, you're just signing autographs at the Main Place Mall.
Missing fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
It's time for NIM News. Yeah.
It was yeah. So I mentioned last week that Star Ocean Second Story R, the Star Ocean 2 remake, was going to be out, and it has since released. And it is a pretty great, like, remake, update, reimagining. They kept the core stuff, like the art and the music and the overall just kind of gameplay, but they added a lot of things to it. Keep the interest of someone like me who's played through it before, some quality of life stuff. Just adding a lot more depth. Like, there's a lot of, like, power gaming going on in that game that you can do, which I was having a lot of fun with over the weekend, without even having to, like, get into fights. Mm-hmm. there's things you can do with, like, the various skills you get in the game. But yeah, it's a really cool update. Look this up now real quick. But so it wasn't Square that did the update.
No, they usually get another studio.
Yeah, they definitely outsource this.
The ports and updates.
It was Gem Drops is the name of this company. And I don't know anything about them, but they did really good work here. Yeoman's work.
Well, now you know what they did. Yeah, Star Ocean.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll see more from this.
Yeah, I might pick it up because I remember having a good time with Star Ocean.
Yeah, it's
and it's been long enough that I don't remember, like, a lot of the story stuff and everything. So it'd be nice.
Yeah, it's like, not going too much detail. Like, they streamlined it now, so just like some things that I never really thought about before. Like, spells just go off. Like, before, you cast spells and the game would, like, pause to go through the, like. Like the action
would pause. For the awesome animation.
Yeah, yeah. So now, like, the fights are continuous. They added in, like, a fast travel mechanic, which is good because they actually, like, stretched out the game world.
Oh, that's always nice.
To make it like.
But HD, right? Because to fill out the screen.
That's part of it.
so there's more ground to cover.
they redid, like, the skills and talents and stuff, and yeah, it's fun, it's cool. I do recommend it.
Do they still have the treasure chest cheat?
They do. I did a lot of save scumming.
Yeah, that's the one.
Thankfully, the way it's so you get this treasure chest that has a random item in it, and you can get something really, really good out of it. I think. In the original game, though, it was seeded from when you picked it up. Where in this, it was seeded, like, every time you opened it would be random. So you could just keep reloading your save instead of having to go through the whole process of picking it up again. Mm-hmm. Which doesn't sound like much, but the way I was reloading. It's basically, like, ruined the game for me. Like, this isn't true. Like, there's definitely jumps in difficulty if you're not paying attention. But it's a cool game if you like RPGs. Once again, Jeff's not here. Like, we would not have to be selling him on this.
If it wasn't on his honeymoon, I bet he'd be playing it right now.
I mean, maybe he was playing his honeymoon. It's on all the.
Yeah, who knows?
Get it.
He picked it up while he was at the KB Toy Store in Hawaii.
I'm sure they still have KBs over there. Yeah.
Well, it's Hawaii. Yeah. Why wouldn't they have it?
Or maybe they sell that stuff in ABC stores. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's probably at the ABC store.
Okay. Moving on to a couple other things. On Netflix, they just released this new animated series called Blue Eye Samurai.
I saw that pop up on my list.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Very violent, very graphic. There's all kinds of nudity in it. It's not for the children's. Be warned, Alex.
Mm-hmm. TVMA, everybody.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's one of those. I hesitate to call it anime because it's not really anime, but definitely taking some cues for it. But it's definitely like a Western, like, a feel to it, while still being faithful to, like, the period that it's in Japan. And it's cool. I recommend it. I think you'd dig it, Alex.
Cool. Yeah, it looked cool from the little trailer that I saw. Put it on my list. Watch it.
Outside of that, watched a couple trailers today, but the only one I want to talk about was there's a trailer for The Fall Guy.
Yeah, I was going to talk about too. I just saw that today.
Yeah, I'll save it for you then. But yeah, that's that's basically what I wanted to go over. So
cool. Well, yeah, The Fall Guy. Probably nobody probably remembers nowadays the show from the 80s starring Lee Majors. And when I was a kid, not that show, the other show after that show. Where, yeah, he was a stuntman, but he was would also have adventures on the side. And when I was a kid, I would always tell my grandma, I want to watch the show with the truck. The truck show was the best because he drove a big, was it Bronco? Suburban? Bronco.
And then she would put on BJ and the Bear.
Mm-hmm. Sanford and Son.
Well, BJ and the Bear actually had a truck. That's why I'm... You ever heard of BJ and the Bear?
Oh, really? I don't think I saw BJ and the Bear.
BJ and the Bear was a story about a trucker and a chimpanzee.
Oh, then man, I would have loved it because I loved Any Which Way You Can and Any Which Way But Lose with Clint Eastwood.
There was two of those movies, by the way. There should have been one, but yet there were two.
Get you, Philo Beto. Oh, man, I should rewatch those. It's been decades since I've seen those movies. But yeah, Fall Guy, this time it's not Lee Majors. It is, what's that dude that built a house? From Drive.
Oh, Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. Is the titular Fall Guy. He's a stuntman. It looks like a pretty good, like, action adventure, well, action comedy, not adventure comedy, action comedy. It's Emily Blunt as a director, and they have friction, but they have a past, and now there's all sorts of shenanigans going on, and there's bad guys, and a lot of fighting that only a stuntman can do. So I can't wait. That looks like fun.
Yep, should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to go over?
Let's see. Aside from that, still playing Final Fantasy XII. Still more or less enjoying it. The combat's being a little bit... Because they have that thing, the missed ability and everything, and it feels... Yeah, just like last time I played it, way back on the PS3. It's like, it feels like it's very luck-based. Or on the PS2, I should say. Whether you get like a huge amount taken off the boss or only a little bit. But anyways. Aside from that, what else? Started watching Pluto. Actually, speaking of anime, started watching Pluto on Netflix. And it's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting take on humans and a robot society. I didn't know that the episodes were an hour long. So I stopped halfway through because I needed to do stuff. But so far, it's got me intrigued. It's got shades of...
Arn Anderson, Blade Runner. Spine Buster.
That's right, Spine Buster. Arn Anderson, Spine Buster. And Blade Runner, cyberpunk stuff. So far, pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks
other than that, that's it for me.
Okay, it sounds like...
Oh, wait, no, there was something else.
Sounds like we're good.
Was there something else?
You tell me.
Yeah, I know, I'm trying. Well, I'm sure I'll remember... for the next podcast and then forget it right before I say it. But that's it. I hope you guys like the trivia. Hope you guys don't regret knowing more about me and my life.
Know more about you than we ever wanted to.
So thanks for listening, everybody. And we hope to see Jeff back next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Yeah. Party on, dudes.
We at Hans Shot First would like to thank you for listening and supporting the podcast. We would love to hear from you, so feel free to contact us on Facebook and Twitter at Hans Shot First. Also, please leave us a review on iTunes. Reviews are greatly appreciated and help us get more exposure. Once again, thanks for listening and supporting the podcast.